Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you guys are hanging out with us again this afternoon. We're going to be talking water over the next several minutes. What's in your water and how does it get there and where does it come from? And no, this is not Bill Stowe, but from Iowa Softwater, this is Aaron. Welcome to the Business News Hour.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
All right. You know, this has been top of mind awareness for a long time. We had Bill Stowe from the Iowa Water Works in not long ago. The lawsuits up in northwest Iowa have been dismissed. But that still means that stuff is in the water.
There's always stuff in the water.
There's always stuff in the water. You guys sell a whole myriad of stuff to take stuff out of the water. Is that
correct?
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So let's roll down the things that you guys do. You make hard water soft.
We do make hard water soft.
Why is that important?
Getting the hard water impurities out of your house. I mean, these are things that people notice and why our phone keeps ringing. The calcium, lime, magnesium, and iron, the stuff that's in the water that people notice. It's the white calcium deposits around their showers, their faucets, their sinks. Those are the first things people notice. Obvious. And those are the first things people want to get rid of.
All right. So we make hard water soft. And then what about the stuff that we're drinking or that we're bathing in or those kinds of things?
So there's two ways of treating the water. There's the chemical way and then there's the mechanical way. Okay. So we're already treating our water the chemical way. So the water goes through a process of removing the sediment, removes the stuff that
This is the Des Moines Water.
Correct. Yep, absolutely. And then out comes a chemically treated water. It's got your chlorine and your fluorides and all the stuff that can't be pulled out at the waterworks. Well, then all that stuff travels through the pipes, and it's picking up more stuff along the way, and then it gets to your home. So for drinking water, we have reverse osmosis systems. So for reverse osmosis system, it's a product that goes right underneath your kitchen counter, and it creates bottled quality water right at your kitchen sink. So you remove all the hardness impurities, the calcium, lime, magnesium, and iron. Then it goes through a reverse osmosis underneath your sink for your drinking.
All right. So that's in the kitchen.
Correct.
What do I do about the bathrooms and the other rooms in the house that, you know, if I have a wet bar in my basement? What
Absolutely.
There?
So our featured product is a Helen Brand Promate 6 DMT. So that system.
That sounds pretty.
It sounds technical and it works. That's the best part about it. What this system does is removes all the chemicals from the water before it goes through the softening process. So the system
it's a cleaner and a softener.
Correct. It's a twin tank system, a twin tank design. So the water will go through a carbon filter, a carbon bed,
yeah.
Removes your chlorine, your fluorides, all the chemicals that we're adding to the water, then goes through the softening resin, the beads that remove the calcium, lime, magnesium, and iron. And out the other side of it, you're going to have clean water. So that water is going to go to your showers, your toilets. It's going to go to the entire home. And then for purifying the water, that's where we throw in the reverse osmosis for cooking and for drinking.
Got it. All right. And so this is something that I heard not long ago. I was listening to a radio program, and they were talking about lead in pipes.
Okay.
And we're all familiar with what happened in Flint, Michigan. And in Flint, Michigan, there was all this lead in the pipes, and it's a mess up there. They were talking about the fact that they have found 3,000 other communities out here that have dangerous lead levels in their water. So, and now is Des Moines on that list? It is not on that list, but I don't know what towns are.
Correct.
And so I didn't research all of that deeply. But it begs for us to maybe consider maybe looking a little bit more deeply, is it just soft water we need, or do we need water that's...
So that's one thing that Iowa Soft Water does very well. When we come out to your home, we do a full array of tests on your water. So for in-town water, we do a few different tests. Your hardness test, a TDS, which is total dissolved solids.
Yeah.
And we will test for chlorine. We'll test for nitrates in things in your water. And then when we get out to the country and we get out to well water, there's a whole other slew of tests.
That's a whole different deal.
But when it comes to the lead in the water, it really depends on your service. Where are you getting the water from? Is it going through, you know, 100-year-old lead pipes? And those are things that we can test for. So
you can test for the lead.
Absolutely. So we, in fact, have a process where we can take a sample of water and send it to our lab, and the lab will do a full test on it, probably 30 or 40 different tests on that water, and then send us back the results. So we can custom make a system designed for your home.
Well, one of the things, and I think back referencing this particular news piece, was that many people just don't know what they have in their water. And they just take it for granted that whatever they're drinking or cooking with or bathing in is okay. But as we've seen, you know, in the city of Des Moines, for the Des Moines Water Works, $7,000 a day to scrub the water from nitrates. And that gets relatively expensive. And then, but they're putting more chemicals in it as they go along, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, so that's the problem with that is, like I said before, the chemical and mechanical way of treating it. Chemically, we're treating it the water. We're treating the water at our home already. So we're using soft scrubs. We're using CLR to clean the pipes and the fixtures. Treat the problem mechanically. Remove all that stuff. Then we don't have to use the harsh chemicals that go down the drain and end up having to get scrubbed at the
again. Yeah. One of the things that you were sharing with me off mic, and I thought it was fascinating. You were talking with Aaron, by the way. He's with Iowa Soft Water, and we're talking about water and water conditioning. You did this for a while in Texas.
I did, yeah. And you know, the difference is up here in Iowa, people notice a little bit of the issue. They notice the calcium, lime, magnesium. They see that stuff that's on their fixtures, and that's when we get a call. They don't want that anymore. And it's not a huge issue for the majority of folks, but what they don't know up here in Iowa is all the stuff that's the other stuff that's in the water. The things that we test for to share with you and remove for the water are a lot more important than the calcium and lime that you see stuck onto your fixtures. Unlike Texas, when we were down in San Antonio area, the water down there is 25, 30 grains hard.
25 or 30 grains hard. Now, compared to what in Iowa?
12, 13.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's hard water. It's extremely hard water up here in Iowa.
So here it's an inconvenience. There it's almost a necessity.
It's a necessity. It's an absolute necessity.
Yeah, because if you have a coffee pot, it'll last for 2 months.
Absolutely. And what we have found up here is the necessity for having a water treatment facility is more in the chemicals that are in the water, not necessarily just that white residue around your fixtures.
Yeah, it would make sense. Can you... And I asked this question earlier, and I off mic, and you told me, so I can come from the water intake in my house. It goes through the water meter, so that we can pay the
absolutely
pay the premium, and then after that, that's where the water softener goes with this dual system that can also clean the water.
Correct. Yeah, okay. So right after the meter, the water goes through a system, and then. Out comes clean water.
Well, you know, you've been doing this a long time. You go from people's houses, you know, the consumer. What are consumers, are they concerned about what's in their water? Do they know what's in their water? Is that why they're calling? Are they calling because they're using all kinds of soap and they say, you know, if I had soft water, I wouldn't have to use as much detergent? What are they
typically
what are they
typically the people are calling because they're annoyed by the stuff that they see.
Yeah.
That's what keeps the phone ringing. Those are the folks that are calling the most often. The people we want to reach are the people that aren't as annoyed by that calcium, the stuff that's on their fixtures, but don't quite know the harsh realities of what else is in the water. It's easy for folks to find. Go to the Water Quality Association or go right to our Des Moines Water Works page, and they'll tell you what's in the water when it leaves their facility. I was more nervous about what's in the water from the facility to my house. What's it picking up along the way? So let's fix that and let us test for that.
All right, so what are you finding? Let's say you go to a house in Grimes or you go to a house in Waukee or West Des Moines. Are there different things in different houses that you're testing in?
So depending on the area of the metro, yes, the water does change. So from Des Moines Waterworks, I've even noticed it the closer you are to the waterworks, there's more chlorine there versus chlorine further out. I've also noticed hardness levels change. So hardness levels at the plant, they'll say it's, you know, 8 to 9 to 10 grains hard, but you get out 10, 15 miles, and you're at 15, 16 grains hard.
Hmm.
And then that it changes for different towns around the metro also.
So, what I suspect what you're saying is that one system or one thing doesn't fit all categories. I mean, it's really specialized.
Correct. Typically for city water, we have two or three that we would recommend. Once we get outside of city water, things really get different when you're on well water. And we specialize in that too.
Let's talk about that because that brings up a whole different, back when I was a kid, I was on a farm and we had a cistern. Now, you know what a cistern is?
Yeah, I do know what a cistern is. Yeah.
So that's where water comes off of the roof, goes into a gutter, and goes into a pit.
Correct.
And that's the stuff that you use.
Yeah, correct.
All right.
Yeah.
Imagine what's in that water.
Exactly. And
that's why I have as three eyes.
Yeah. I'm sitting here thinking about that, thinking that back then, that water was probably cleaner than what a lot of water in a lot of wells around Iowa are now. Now we have to think about all the pesticides, the chemicals, the things that were thrown in our farms or on our land, and that water or that chemicals, those chemicals have to go someplace. They end up in wells, they end up in rivers, they end up in streams, and then they end up.
So if I am in the country, if I'm living in a rural and I've got a well, it's 75, 80, 100 mm-hmm. feet deep, whatever it happens to be, do you work with those folks as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's, it's a big part of our business is treating the water on wells. We have a whole array of products from nitrogen removal systems.
Really?
Yep. So anything that's on a well, or if you're on a century farm with 200 head of cattle, that well is probably not very clean.
Yeah. Wow. And probably drinking bottled water out there.
I'm sure. Yeah. Oftentimes. We see cases of bottled water when we walk into people's homes, and just to know that they can have a bottled water factory underneath their sink is, it saves the time and energy and money, and plus the plastic bottles. I mean, we're helping the environment.
Wow. All kinds of opportunities and issues. Thanks for doing this, Aaron. I really appreciate it because this has been top of mind awareness, I think, for so many people for so long. But yet, at the same time, it's easy to ignore.
It is. And
I get
it. It's not annoying enough. So.
Final question. What makes Iowa Soft Water a little bit different than other?
The biggest thing is we're a family-owned company. We've been around a long time here in Iowa. The office is over in Pleasant Hill area, and this family-owned business is not a franchise. We don't have huge overhead. We don't have the national advertising budgets. We don't have franchise fees. And those are all things that make our prices extremely competitive. Mm. So when it comes to the big water softener companies that are out there, take a look at this. It's a lot more affordable, and you're helping out an Iowa economy with a family-owned business.
There you go. All right. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you very much for having us.
We're going to continue our conversation here on the Business News Hour. I'm on vacation this week, so... we've banked a couple of these interviews in abeyance so that we could utilize them while I'm enjoying the sun on Anna Maria Island. All right, we'll be back with more on the Business News Hour. Jenny, who can I turn to?